Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. For Jewish listeners, that's a familiar sound. It's the shofar, a ram's horn, being blown to ring in the new year. Today is Rosh Hashanah, the start of the holiest period on the Jewish calendar. And that call of the shofar comes from this morning's services at Temple Israel in Boston. No, we didn't barge in with microphones. The services are streaming live on the web. Temple Israel is one of just a handful of synagogues that have begun webcasting their services. WBUR's Andrew Phelps wrote about these new high-tech, high-holy days on his blog Hubbub at WBUR.org, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Andrew.
Shana Tova.
Andrew, you talked with one rabbi in Swampscott about him doing this, and tell us what's behind the idea of him putting his services online.
Well, first, Sasha, a full disclosure, I'm not Jewish, but I am Jew-ish. And there are a lot of Jews in my life, and every time the high holidays come around, they kvetch about how hard it is to get tickets at the synagogue because, in many cases, you have to pay all of your dues for the year to get into the Rosh Hashanah services.
Before you can attend the service.
That's right. And so Rabbi B, as he's known in Swampscott, he's Rabbi Baruch Halevi.
He goes by Rabbi B.
Rabbi B. That's right. He's a podcasting, blogging rabbi who wants to make his faith more accessible to people. He has the traditional services at his temple, Shiryat Hayam in Swampscott, but he also broadcasts them online for people who physically can't attend, like the infirm. He says he's big in nursing homes. For people who might not be able to afford to attend, or for the curious.
So they can stay at home, just fire up the computer and hear one of his services.
Yeah, and I looked him up this morning. He's on Ustream giving a sermon. He sounded great.
We taped one of his webcasts this morning, actually his webcast this morning, and here it is. Let's listen to some of that.
Sorry for not consulting my colleague who needs respect. I'm sorry for being sarcastic to my partner who needs understanding. I'm sorry for being critical to my child who needs appreciation. I'm sorry for being sorry for myself.
All those I'm sorries, of course, are because these high holidays are supposed to be times of solemnity and reflection. And with that comes restrictions on using technology. So, Andrew, how are these rabbis reconciling that with their webcasting?
Well, exactly. I think this is why it's not more prominent. I think people are skittish about using computers to broadcast services. Of course, on a day like today, you can't do work, and firing up a computer and setting up a webcast is work. All of this is set up in advance. It's done with great care to make sure to respect the commandments. This was set up yesterday before sundown and is running the whole time so that it is... kosher.
And if you can't fire up your computer today because that's work, you could always podcast it later, I assume.
That's right. He makes his sermons available as podcasts on iTunes.
WBUR's Andrew Phelps, thanks for coming on Radio Boston and talking about these high-tech, high-holy days.
Thanks, Sasha. And you can read more about Rabbi B and get the links to his streaming services on my blog, Hubbub. You'll find that at WBUR.org/Boston.
You mentioned several times Rabbi Baruch Halevi, also known as Rabbi B, at Temple Shiryat Hayam in Swampscott. Let's let him play us out. Here's his congregation singing Shalom Salam, which means peace in Hebrew and Arabic.
And in our hearts, Aleinu ve'akol ha'olam, salam, salam, salam.